You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts. Martin County health officials want residents to be aware of a bacteria sometimes found in brackish water. It's called Vibrio vulnificus. An unconfirmed case of what is sometimes called flesh-eating bacteria occurred in a resident who believes he contracted it in the St. Lucie River. Dr. Karen Thomas is an epidemiologist with the Martin County Health Department. She joins us now to talk about the bacteria.
Well, it can be found in any warm, brackish, or salt water.
But it's a reason why we might want to avoid that kind of water if we have any open wounds.
Yes, that would be correct. For any body of water that is brackish or salt in nature, then it's usually best to avoid going in if there are open wounds, particularly for individuals that have any weakened immune systems, particularly those that may have chronic liver disease, cardiac issues, etc., because these individuals tend to have be more susceptible.
And coming in contact with the water is not the only way to get it.
Another way that you can get Vibrio vulnificus is eating raw fish, particularly oysters. So I think when you go to some of the restaurants, they do put a disclaimer there that if you have underlying immune system issues, that you may want to avoid eating raw oysters.
What are some of the signs that we might have come in contact with this bacteria?
Okay, some of the signs and symptoms that one may get with Vibrio vulnificus include vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain, or fever. And the bacteria has the opportunity to invade the bloodstream, so may have the fevers, chills, and what they call a septic shock, which is like blistering of the skin with lesions and a decrease in the blood pressure. So individuals with Vibrio vulnificus can become extremely ill.
Is there any way we could look at the water and see if possibly this bacteria might be present?
No, absolutely not. And even with a microscope, it would be difficult. Only a blood test or a culture of the actual wound, when it is actually visualized under, you know, electron microscope, you might be able to see the organism, or it cultures out in the blood when they send that to the laboratory.
So maybe if you have an open wound, it's a good idea to avoid salt or brackish water.
In the event that they do have a wound present, that they should essentially keep that covered. If it's not possible to keep it, watertight, then it's best to just stay out of the water until that heals properly. Because certainly that is an opening for the possibility of Vibrio.
The last confirmed case of Vibrio vulnificus in Martin County came in 2013. Cases can be deadly or lead to amputations. According to the CDC, there are about 95 cases nationwide each year. 85 lead to hospitalizations and 35 result in death. The bacteria is more common in warm water, so more prevalent in the summer months. We'll have a link to the CDC's webpage on Vibrio vulnificus on our website, wqcs.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.